Great.
I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Those great words from Rabbi Paul, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And we want to welcome you to a beautiful, sunny Friday afternoon edition of Jesus Made Me Kosher. We're coming to you live today from the studios of Faith Talk 1500 and also live via Skype from the studios of Congregation Shema Yisrael. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. Rabbi Lauren and Rabbi Glenn, we come to you every day at the same time and delighted to do so. And Rabbi Lauren, I have so enjoyed our discussion over the last couple of days about Israel in the last days and God's good and gracious purposes and plans for her as revealed through the prophets of Israel.
I have too, Rabbi Glenn, and not only that, but why we believe the Bible is to be understood literally and what we should do to take the prophecies about Israel in a direct way, and we'll talk about that more in a minute. But first, I want to offer that book, Called to Controversy, written by Ruth Rosen, the daughter of Moish Rosen, the founder of Jews for Jesus. Ruth recently wrote a book about her father called Called to Controversy. And Moish Rosen, I believe, was the greatest man involved in Messianic Jewish ministry in the 20th century. This book is published by a major Christian publisher, Thomas Nelson. And Rabbi Glenn, we are again today going to be offering 10 free copies of this hardcover book that's just out to the first 10 callers. But here's one caveat. You have to come tomorrow night at 7:30, Saturday night at 7:30, to the book signing and reading that Ruth is going to be giving at our congregation and pick up a copy of the book yourself. So the number to call is 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. We're not shipping out any books by mail. You have to come and pick it up tomorrow night at 7:30 at the book signing. And please, no voicemails. You need to talk to Jennifer directly.
And this is not a little paperback. This is a hardcover, just beautifully written book. We encourage you to give that number a call again, 248-593-5150. You can't leave a voicemail. You need to talk to Jennifer, and you need to come tomorrow night. Well, Rabbi Lauren, I was thinking today, we've been going through some of the prophecies of Ezekiel, and I believe that's what we've got on tap for today as well. And you know, Rabbi Lauren, I was thinking about his name, Yechezkel. In Hebrew, chazak means to be strong or strength. And so Yechazak, he strengthens, and Yechezkel, which is Ezekiel's name in Hebrew, God strengthens. He strengthens. And what a wonderful and appropriate name for a wonderful message that God has good and strong plans for his people and his nation in the last days.
And Rabbi Glenn, we get strengthened when we read this amazing prophetic book of Yechezkel. Here's the situation. Many Christians in the world today, even some evangelical Christian leaders, are saying that because the majority of the Jewish people are presently in a state of unbelief, the majority of us do not recognize that Yeshua is the Messiah. Therefore, the Jewish people have no right to the land of Israel. But Rabbi Glenn, you and I don't believe that that is true or faithful to the Word of God. We do not believe that God has replaced Israel with the church. We don't believe that God's promises to Israel have been transferred to the church, or God's promises to Israel are going to be ignored or left fulfilled in any way.
It's true. And, you know, when God makes a promise, he keeps it. And when he made a promise to Abraham and his descendants through Isaac and Jacob, he deeded that land to us in perpetuity. Now, this is not a denial that Israel sinned and was sent into exile, and it's happened more than once. But God never broke faith with Israel. And it's so important to understand the nature of his covenants. He is faithful even when we are unfaithful. And for every blood-bought child of God who is a follower of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, you need to thank God that it's not based on what we deserve, but on the mercy of God.
So, Rabbi Glenn, one of the great things that God is doing in the world today is regathering the scattered Jewish people to our ancient homeland. This has been going on, this process, for probably 130, 140 years. It's been picking up speed, especially since 1948. And the reestablishment of the State of Israel is not a historical mistake, and it's not an accident of history. God is at work. God is regathering his chosen people in fulfillment of a series of detailed prophecies in the Bible.
And Rabbi Loren, you and I believe that every word of God is divinely inspired and true. That includes the entire Tanakh, the Old Testament. If God says something, it will happen, and it will happen literally, which, again, is a reminder that you and I hold to the basic rule, the golden rule of biblical interpretation, that if the literal sense makes sense, seek no other sense. Otherwise, you get nonsense. And so we need to approach the Word of God that way. And that also lets us know that every promise that God made to the Jewish people, which has not yet been fulfilled, will be fulfilled literally at some time in the future.
And that was the Son of God's perspective. Listen to these words that he spoke to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. He said to them, "How foolish you are, how slow you are to believe everything that the prophets have spoken." Rabbi Glenn, he's rebuking them for not believing everything that the Jewish prophets have spoken in the Tanakh, in the entire Old Testament Hebrew scriptures.
Yes, and this is the resurrected Messiah, the Son of God, after his rejection by the majority of the nation of Israel, teaching that these prophecies, including these promises to the Jewish people, will literally be fulfilled. Just because he was rejected does not annul any of God's promises to Israel, including things that Messiah Yeshua himself prophesied.
Exactly. And we need to have that same perspective. We need to believe everything that the prophets have spoken, the entire Old Testament, and we are to receive it in a literal kind of way. If the literal sense makes sense, we seek no other sense. So, with that in mind, here's what the Word of God says about the prophetic destiny of the Jewish people. Because of our lack of faithfulness, we would be exiled from the land of Israel. We would be scattered among the nations. Life in the diaspora outside of Israel among the nations would be very difficult and precarious and painful, but we would survive. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. Rabbi Glenn, that has been happening for the past 2,000 years, and it's happening right now.
Yes, and these same scriptures that we've been looking at over the last couple of days talk about the fact that we would come back to the land of Israel in a state of unbelief. But that, number one, it would be God who was doing the regathering and also fighting on our behalf. And then these prophets said that when we were back in the land, then he would save us. He would sprinkle clean water on us. We would he would circumcise our hearts collectively with a great national salvation. And so if we believe these words, and you and I do, and I'm trusting that the vast majority of our Jesus Made Me Kosher listeners believe that too, that means that God is on Israel's side right now, and we need to be too. That means that Israel is supposed to be in our ancient land, and nobody should be opposing that.
Exactly. And Israel, but there are nations opposing that, as the Bible said. But we want to be on God's side, which happens to be on Israel's side. And Rabbi Glenn, there's more wars coming up. You know, Ezekiel 38 and 39, the Battle of Gog and Magog directed against Israel. The Battle of Armageddon, another future battle directed against Israel. But God is on Israel's side in those battles, and so should we. And Rabbi Glenn, in a sense, the battles are going on right now. Maybe not, you know, we have to go to physical war, but there is a battle going on for, you know, the land of Israel, and we need to be on Israel's side.
We really do. As I was looking again earlier today at Ezekiel chapter 37, I was struck by the fact that included in this chapter is a reference to God's servant David, who will be king over Israel in those days. And these are days yet future. This is not referring back to the Babylonian captivity. This is referring to the last days. These events in chapter 37 and 36 that Ezekiel speaks of are yet future. And he says, my servant David will be king over them. But Rabbi Lauren, Ezekiel lived centuries after King David. So what David is this? And we conclude then that this is Messiah himself, the son of David. And so God is prophesying not only to regather our people, not only to circumcise our hearts, but then to have the great shepherd of the sheep, David, the son of David, Messiah Yeshua, ruling and reigning from Jerusalem. Rabbi Lauren, people may not like it, but the scriptures are rather geocentric.
They are. Well, Rabbi Glenn, before we go on to another prophecy from Joel, let's remind the audience that we are giving away 10 free copies of Ruth Rosen's new book, Called to Controversy, The Unlikely Story of Moshe Rosen and the Founding of Jews for Jesus. You need to call the office at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150 and talk to Jennifer and reserve a copy. You have to pick it up tomorrow night at the book signing at 7:30, and we are not shipping any copies. You must come and pick it up.
But free is good. And this is a really good book about a really wonderful man that you and I knew and loved and look forward to seeing again. Well, Rabbi Lauren, talk to us then about or set us up to come into Joel chapter 2. Those of you listening in, you want to grab your Bible, open it up to Joel chapter 2. You can study it right along with us.
Joel chapter 2, the last part of it, and also the first part of Joel chapter 3. And it's talking about the future. It's talking about the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is a special term in Scripture. It's talking about a future time when God is going to intervene in a powerful way in human history and start wrapping up historical events. So the day of the Lord, the end times, the acharit hayamim, the last days, that's what this prophecy towards the end of Joel chapter 2 and the beginning of Joel chapter 3 is all about.
So we're going to pick up now in Joel chapter 2, and we're going to begin at verse 28. The prophet says, and afterward, I will pour out my spirit, God is speaking, on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls.
Okay, well, this is clearly talking about the last days. This is the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and God is going to pour out his spirit, and human beings are going to be endowed with the spirit of God and prophesy and see visions, and God is going to show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, and the sun will turn to darkness and the moon to blood. But he's also going to save a lot of human beings, especially Jewish people in Israel. It's talking about a lot of Jewish people coming to believe in the Messiah. So, Rabbi Glenn, this is clearly a prophecy about the last days. It's going to be great and terrible and dreadful, but God is going to save a remnant of Jewish people. That's the prologue to this prophecy.
And, Rabbi Lauren, in the two verses that two or three verses that precede this passage, God talks about restoring Israel's fruitfulness and bounty and goodness. He says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, verse 25. Verse 26, you will have plenty to eat until you are full. You will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. And then this, listen to verse 27. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. So clearly, as we've been saying again and again, God is for Israel. We're not saying that the Jewish people are perfect or that the Israel government is doing everything right. You don't have to believe that, but you do need to be on Israel's side because God is on Israel's side.
Exactly. So this is talking about the Acharit Hayamim, the last days, the day of the Lord. He's going to pour out his spirit on many human beings, and wonders in the heavens and the earth, and the moon turning to blood and the sun turning dark. God rescuing a lot of Jewish people and revealing Messiah to them. That's the background. Then we get to Joel chapter 3. After this great salvation, there's going to be a time of judgment. And Rabbi Glenn, why don't you read for us the beginning of Joel chapter 3?
Okay. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into shofet, into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Everybody wants to contend whose land is it, and everybody wants to fight about it. And I'm reminded, Rabbi Lauren, God says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. It is his to do with as he sees fit. And he saw fit to deed this little piece of land called Israel to the Jewish people in perpetuity. It's his sovereign right to do that. And just like the gospel does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy, so it does not depend on Israel, but it depends on God who has mercy and who keeps covenant.
Amen. So I'm going to read this also, Rabbi Glenn. Again, this is talking about the day of the Lord and the last days, and you know it's going to be a difficult time, a scary time, the moon turning to blood, the sun becoming dark, the great and terrible day of the Lord. But he pours out salvation on many in Israel. And then it says, in those days, at that time, this future time of salvation, but also difficulty, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem. So Rabbi Glenn, again, God's going to scatter the Jewish people, but he's going to regather us and restore our fortunes. Then the Lord says, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, which is just outside of Jerusalem. So he's going to gather the nations for judgment. And the Lord tells us the basis upon which he's going to judge these nations. I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people, the Jewish people, and my inheritance, Israel. So the people of Israel and the land of Israel, God is judging the nations by, and specifically, they have scattered the Jewish people among the nations. That's a sin, conquering us, scattering us among the nations, and they have divided up my land. They've taken the land of Israel and divided it and given it to other nations that should not have received it.
Yeah, when you think about Jerusalem having been in so many different hands over the centuries, it's staggering. And now, once again, it is back in Jewish hands, and the nations don't like it. And it's understandable, Rabbi Lauren, that nations like Syria and Iraq and Iran, Lebanon and Egypt would resent the fact that the Jewish people are back in their homeland. But the idea that evangelical Christians would be hostile to that idea is just, to me, unfathomable. And if you don't mind, I just think, again, as I said the other day, it's almost like the prodigal son in reverse. Now it's the Christians, or at least some Christians, resentful of the fact that, you know, Israel's been in unbelief and they've sown just been away from God and abandoned God. And now suddenly they're back, and it's these replacement theologian Christians who are now the big brother, who instead of celebrating that the little one has come home and is now back home, they want to have a little pity party outside and they refuse to come in and celebrate.
Exactly. And so, Rabbi Glenn, this is talking about the future and God's basis for judging the nations. And again, here's the basis of the judgment. They have scattered the Jewish people among the nations, which, you know, conquered us and then scattered us and made life difficult for us in anti-Semitism. And God is really angry about that. That's not right. He did not want the Jewish people to be persecuted by the nations. And the second thing he judges the nations for in this great judgment outside of Jerusalem is they have divided up my land. They've taken the land of Israel and given it to other nations. And the Lord says they should not have done that.
That's right. And this brings us to a parallel passage in Ezekiel chapter 36, which we also looked at the other day. Son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel and say, mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Now, this is Ezekiel 36, 1 and 2. This is what the sovereign Lord says. The enemy said of you, aha, the ancient heights have become our possession. So again, back in the land, hated by enemies who would claim the land as their own. But you know what? It's God that is doing this work, and God is on the side of Israel. And so verse 3, therefore prophesy and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, because they ravaged and crushed you from every side so that you became the possession of the rest of the nations and the object of people's malicious talk and slander. Therefore, mountains of Israel, hear the word of the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys, to the desolate ruins and the deserted towns that have been plundered and ridiculed by the rest of the nations around you. This is what the sovereign Lord says. In my burning zeal, I have spoken against the rest of the nations and against all Edom, for with glee and with malice in their hearts, they made my land their own possession so that they might plunder its pasture land. Rabbi Lauren, God is angry with the nations surrounding Israel for claiming the land for themselves and for attacking the Jewish people in Israel, and it's happening right in front of our eyes.
Rabbi Glenn, this is the word of the Lord. We don't want to be like the two on the road to Emmaus who are slow to believe everything that the Jewish prophets have spoken. If the literal sense makes sense, we seek no other sense. We should receive this prophetic message literally, and it's really happening right now. And that tells us that evangelical Christians need to be on Israel's side in spite of the fact that the majority are in a state of unbelief. And the United States, our government, should be on Israel's side and not want to get involved in dividing up the land of Israel.
Yes, and in spite of the clear teaching of the Word of God, and we're not talking about some obscure passage in the Minor Prophets. We're talking about major prophecies that are available and accessible for every Christian. In spite of these very obvious, powerful prophecies, there are people who call themselves by the name of the Lord, who identify as Christian, even some evangelicals, even some evangelical leaders who are prepared to go on record and have gone on record as saying Israel is not the result of anything that God is doing. They have no particular rights, no particular privileges. We should look at them with no particular favor. It's just another country. It's a political entity. And Rabbi Lauren, that's a huge mistake. Well, we're almost out of time, but we certainly want to make that announcement again, Rabbi Lauren. So tell people about this free book they can get.
Again, this great new book by Moish Rosen about her father, Called to Controversy, The Unlikely Story of Moish Rosen and the Founding of Jews for Jesus. We're giving out 10 copies today. You have to come tomorrow night at 7:30 at the book signing at Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church. The number to call is 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. No voicemails, and we will not ship it to you. You have to call Jennifer, make a reservation to pick the book up tomorrow at 7:30.
And we're not giving them out far and wide, folks. You have to be one of the first 10 callers to reach Jennifer. So again, 248-593-5150. If you're one of the first 10 callers, you will get a free hardcover copy of Call to Controversy. Well, Rabbi Lorne, I've really enjoyed our time going through the prophets. Folks, we hope that you will take the time to look at what the prophets had to say about the people and the nation Israel in these last days. And so on behalf of everybody at Congregation Shema Yisrael and myself and Rabbi Lorne, we want to wish you Shabbat Shalom. Have a great weekend.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.